Welcome to another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. I'm your humble host, Bob Tuscan, and tonight we're talking economics. We'll also get into the Middle East, and I'll tell you a little bit about what happened here locally just today. It was a mayoral election 2 days ago in the great city of Gainesville, Florida, and although I no longer live in the actual city area, I live in the county now, I am still following the local elections and the local issues very closely. Now, I know I have an international audience, and this might not be of any relevance to you, but I think it's important to take a look at both the macro and the micro and discuss how local issues are on the forefront of the Agenda 21 and Codex Alimentarius agendas. I guess it couldn't be an Agenda 21 agenda, although it is. And we see how our local politicians, the mayor, the county, the sheriff, some of which are literally taking orders from Agenda 21, taking orders from the Barry Sotero gun-grabbing administration. We have a mayor here who has pretty much been involved with all of the above and so much more. Mayor Craig Lowe is the first openly gay mayor in the city of Gainesville. Now, that means absolutely nothing in many regards. But for him, it means a lot. And he campaigned with that as one of his major campaign platforms. And, you know, hey, I'm a gay mayor. And the college town, which Gainesville is, home of the University of Florida, ate it up. They loved it. Oh wow, we could have a gay mayor here. This is great. He's progressive. He's liberal. He's homosexual. I mean, that's literally what took place. I'm not saying this because I'm a homophobe in any regard, and you know many out there might be, but that's neither here nor there. The point is, here's a guy who ran on social liberal platforms, socially liberal platforms. And he pretty much has destroyed our city in a matter of, what's the term limit, 4 years? Or the term in general, 4 years, 2 years? I don't have to look into that. Anyways, Mayor Craig Lowe has been a member of the Barry Sotero Truth Squad. Do you remember that? The Truth Squad? Yeah, Barry Sotero had this group of brainwashed followers, and they made up his Truth Squad, trying to go out there and debunk the rumors during the election time. And the mayor here was a member of the Truth Squad. He also is a global warming follower. He's a member of the Church of Global Warming. He's a warmist. And he has subsequently, because of his belief in the global warming story, signed us up for a huge contract with what is known as a biomass plant. The biomass plant is going to put the utilities through the roof, absolutely through the roof. It's wasteful, it's ridiculous, and it's all done because of the belief that he's been given, fed by certain interests. When I come back, I'm going to continue to outline this, and then we'll get into some economic news, very important, and talk Middle East.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
If you're just joining us, I was talking about my mayor here locally. And there's a reason why I'm discussing this, because even though it might seem local, which it is, it very much is connected to the general trend that is happening all around the world. Okay, the mayor here, who has, well, let's put this into perspective. He only has one vote in a consensus that consists of the city commission, which also has several liberal demagogues. Producer, do you know what I was looking for? Anyways, demagogues. There we go. It was at the tip of my tongue. Other demagogues. Geez, it's been a long day. The baby's teething. He's kind of. I know that's my excuse every time I sound verklempt, but the teeth are popping through, and he wakes up earlier, ready to party. Anyways, I digress. So, the city commission and the mayor make up the policymakers of our city. And then there's the county commission as well. And the sheriff, who has a lot of power. We've talked about the power of the sheriff before. Anyways, the mayor, who's a figurehead, is kind of the gang leader of the group known as the city commission. He's been very active. And he was a former city commissioner. Okay, so they go from being the commissioner to being the mayor and back and forth. So 2 days ago, the mayoral election took place and he was up for re-election and went against somebody who, well, took him to task on a number of different issues. The first of which I mentioned was the biomass plant, all based on his warmest views, his belief into the church of global warming. And as a result of his religious beliefs, we are going to have higher rates. It's got all sorts of repercussions. And he also was a member of the Obama Truth Squad and has been a very active campaigner for the Barry Sotero administration. Well, he also recently, in the wake of the school shootings, went to Washington and participated with other mayors from around the country in a gun-grabbing holiday. Yeah, that's right. They all went up there, vacation to Washington, D.C., got the red carpets laid out for them, heard different speeches from mayors from, well, more A-grade of cities. I think they're from San Francisco or wherever, talked. And they discussed how they would help with, essentially grabbing our guns, coming after the Second Amendment, a anti-Second Amendment, I'm not going to say what I was going to say, an anti-Second Amendment cult. Jeez, I got to watch what I say. Children may be listening. I hope this is a family show, but it's late, so, you know, sometimes it might slip. Forgive me. Anyways, the bottom line is, he's very active on a number of different fronts here locally that you might expect from the powers that shouldn't be on a more macro of scales. In other words, he's not a part of the Rockefeller Rothschild group, the consensus of Illuminati members or whatever. He's not a Zionist lobbyist. He's a local mayor who was elected on social issues. But he's brainwashed, just like the next guy. Totally brainwashed. And as a result, he's taking our local community and morphing it into, well, a page out of Agenda 21. He's got all these sustainable initiatives he's behind. Sustainable initiatives, making the community look better. Meanwhile, we have hungry people in our community. And you may have recalled the story about a year ago. And this is very, very telling. So listen very carefully to this. I want you all to hear this and take this to heart. Okay, are you listening? Well, obviously, at the radio. Last year, or a couple years ago now, the city of Orlando, just south of us here in Florida, decided that they were going to start arresting people. No, not for drugs. They've done that with their failed war on drugs and wasted endless resources, and they do that. They do that regardless. But they just decided they would start arresting, no, not rapists and murderers like they should be. They decided to arrest people feeding the hungry. That's right. It became a major problem in the city of Orlando. These darn pesky people from Food Not Bombs trying to feed the hungry. They were a major eyesore, you see, because we, the bureaucrats, cannot see the hungry people gathering in our city, being fed by silly, compassionate people. No, we can have that. Arrest them. I say arrest them. And the cops, well, they did just that. They were just following orders, okay? Come on, folks. Don't give the police such a hard time. They were just following orders. They had to arrest these people. It violated a city code, and that's the end of the story. Right? That's the end of the story. So then they arrested people and put them in jail for feeding the hungry. I repeat, feeding the hungry. Which last time I checked was something that, well, is a great thing to do. Is an important thing to do, especially in a world where things are so backwards. Well, back to my city here in Gainesville. The mayor right around that time decided that he would implement a meal limit at the local bread basket. So people used to go to the St. Francis House, that's what it's called, and they were able to get a hot meal. They would bring their children, and it meant a lot to people. Okay, go off and say, oh, these people are lazy and whatnot. Many of them are mentally ill. Many of them are homeless and have issues and have families and just, excuse me, don't have the Federal Reserve notes to cut it. They're not eligible for food stamps. Maybe they just miss it by a niche. And I'm not going to make this a discussion on government subsidies. Okay. That's a whole different discussion. And I tend to be against these subsidies. And, you know, as much as I think people should be fed and if, especially if people, here's the difference. Okay, this is not the government putting a gun to your head and taking the money from your pocket and allocating it to a lazy guy who's sitting on the couch watching TV all day buying his food with food stamps. That's not the question here. This is a matter of people who want to volunteer their time, their Federal Reserve notes, their energy to feeding hungry people. Am I missing something in here? Is there anything wrong with this? Well, according to the mayor here in our town, this so-called liberal, this humanitarian who's all about sustainability and Agenda 21 and helping people, he decided he didn't like the eyesore either. So let's limit the amount of meals we can give. So 120 people, they can eat. The 121st, no food for you. No soup for you, like the soup Nazi from Seinfeld. Remember, no soup for you. And, well, that 121st person was a child, hungry. Hey, hungry. No, we're the bureaucrats from City Hall said no. We got to take this fight to City Hall, folks, okay? We have to take this to our own communities. Because as much as we talk about the macro conspiracy, again, it affects us on a community-based level. Everywhere you look, and this mayor, this punk, is a perfect example of that. And he's no big shot. He's just another follower, another brainwashed slave to the New World Order who will just carry out the bidding of the powers that shouldn't be. Well, he was arrested today, 2 days after his re-election campaign, which, by the way, he tied and is going to be involved in a runoff. He was arrested today, the punk, and I'm glad nobody got hurt. I really am, because this jerk was driving while intoxicated. He was wasted, okay? I'm not going to get into the discussion as to whether or not, you know, drinking and driving is acceptable on any level. He was wasted, got in a car accident, went into a ditch, ran over a sign, and, well, he went to jail. And the people are talking about this left and right like it's no tomorrow. This is the big story. Mayor Craig Lowe arrested for DUI. Now, the people that are following this story, they don't seem to want to bring up all the other things that I mentioned. The aforementioned topics are of great importance. Him being a hypocrite getting arrested is really of no surprise. Bottom line, take it to City Hall, folks. Take it to City Hall, because we see the corruption there and all the way on down up the line. All right, when we come back, we'll shift gears and talk economics. We'll go to Barry Sotero in the Middle East and get his take. And your calls, 800-303-9443.
The Bob Justin Show.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
...800-313-9443. Get out your crayon, write that number down. If you would like to continue the thread from the last segment about keeping it local, vocal local, as, who was it, Will Roberts said, you can call in 800-313-9443 and discuss that, and we'll continue that discussion as we get calls, if you like. I will get to a call here in just a second, so stay on the line there, caller. But first, let's talk a little bit about the economy. And then we'll shift gears into the Middle East for a bit. And then I have a helpful hint, a food, a plant that I think could really, really benefit you. And I'll talk about that. I don't get to talk about solution-oriented, plant-based, garden-based initiatives enough. So I'll tell you about this plant that has 7 times the vitamin C of oranges, 4 times the vitamin A of carrots, 4 times... it's calcium of milk, 3 times the potassium of bananas, and I'm not done yet, 2 times the protein of yogurt. What is it? Well, you'll have to stay tuned and find out. But first, will you have any money in the bank? TD Bank hit by an online attack just days after we told you about Chase Bank having a so-called glitch with their accounts. TD Bank suffered an online attack that affected its website and mobile app on Thursday, according to the Canadian press. The problem is affecting online and mobile customers in both Canada and U.S., where TD has been ramping up its presence and use of the tagline, America's Most Convenient Bank. Fail, not so convenient when your website goes down. But what does this mean? Are they testing us? Are they getting ready? Is this all by design? I can only speculate. Cyprus, on the other hand, has been really big in the news as far as economic news, that is. Cyprus is going to keep banks shut into the next week as it seeks a deal to avert all-out disaster. Ministers continue negotiating with EU, IMF, and Russia as suspicions grow that the Kremlin is pressing for stakes in gas fields. And this is something we must keep our eyes on, the situation in Cyprus, especially with its connections to Russia, are very interesting. And, well, the IMF is wanting to get their hands in it, and you know what they do when they get their hands in things. We learned about it when an economic hitman, John Perkin, discussed it in his book. We learned about it when we saw what they've done to various countries, leaving them even more vulnerable than ever before. And, geez, it's a very big story here. And then on top of all that, in Cyprus, the disaster that Ben Bernanke of the Fed is partially sponsoring. That's right. Jim Sinclair today, you know who he is? The legendary trader. Well, he told King World News in stunning fashion that the IMF Cyprus disaster has now forced Chairman Ben Bernanke out of the Fed. Now, I haven't found things to confirm this, but Sinclair says that the chairman, let's see here, Ben Bernanke, could be on his way out. The important point, he says, quote, is how long has this case been going on in which there was a police raid on the Lagarde's apartment. This is a 20-year-old case, making it look a little like just a coincidence. I would also add to that, I don't think it's any coincidence that the chairman of the Federal Reserve has now indicated that the possibility that he will not be reappointed and that he will not accept the reappointment. All right. And moving right along here, because there's so much to get to. There's this meme going around here from a bank manager, supposedly, who has verified cash withdrawal limits and reduced hours coming to U.S. banks within 60 days. Now, the other day, actually a few months ago, I had to pay my father for a car that he helped me get. I was in a car accident, and the insurance paid for it. And, well, I needed a car in the meantime, so my dad fronted me some of the money before I got the settlement from the insurance. The settlement came in from the insurance, and I wanted to cash it so I could pay my dad back. And they wouldn't let me. I said, what do you mean? Are you denying me my money? Anyways, here's what this bank manager says. I just received a call from a highly agitated bank manager, or I guess this is the person reporting the story here, who stated that within 60 days, banks will be greatly reducing their hours, days of operation, amount of withdrawals, and a requirement to fill out paperwork if the amount is questioned by bank officials. Unless the form is completed, money will not be dispersed. What really irritated this manager is that after hearing our statements on the air and receiving years of assurance that our positions and contacts were so much Bravo Sierra, now he hears from corporate people that it is apparently true after all. He said, screw them, grab the money while you still can. The parameters given for banks open 2 days a week for 4 to 5 hours with below minimum staffs, increased security, and greatly reduced amounts of actual cash in the vault. Amount of withdrawal will be held to 500 to 2,000 per day per customer's account, not customer. So many accounts could only have either my wife or I withdraw, not both. That level could change at any time. And it seems that this is what it's all about. They don't have the money. And if there's a run on the bank, they need to amp up security, folks, because they're going to be caught with their hands in the cookie jar.
The Bob Justin Show. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5└. 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Their names can be added, those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
And well, here's the good news, okay? And I'm going to take some calls in just a second, so bear with me. Here's the good news. Imagine you have all of the money in the world, all of it, and for that matter, all of the gold, all of the silver, all of it. And you put it in what is the world's largest bonfire. And I guess that doesn't work as great for metal, and that's okay. The point remains. Imagine it's just burnt to a crisp. There's nothing left. All of the paper, all of the metal is gone. Then what? What's going to happen? We don't have money. What are we going to do? Oh, I got some good news for you. The food that you eat, it's still there. Our energy, and hopefully more abundant-based energy initiatives, they're still there. They're all still there. Your wife, your kids, well, they're still there. The preparedness products that you've stocked up on, well, they're all still there. The guns that you hopefully have to protect yourself, they're still there. The bullets are still there. In other words, in reality, everything remains. On paper, as far as the system is concerned, it's all vanished. But does that really have a bearing on our actual world? Is this too far out for you? Are you able to wrap your heads around this thought? Because no matter what the Federal Reserve does, in a sense, we still have the actual tangible objects, the actual energy in our planet, regardless of inflation, regardless of pieces of paper being traded in a certain way, of banks practicing certain things. Now, if you're dependent on those pieces of paper, well, then you're in for a rude awakening. There's no doubt about it. And that's why we talk about going beyond that paradigm. It's essential that you must go beyond that paradigm. And that's the bottom line. Although I could continue to read about the banks cracking down and the IMF going into Cyrus and all these different stories, the bottom line is, we don't need to be beholden to this system. We can choose actively not to. Now, you have to, in a sense, operate within the confines of it in order to break free, and easier said than done. I get it. I know. I have to work a 9-to-5 just like everyone else. But it's essential that we realize that, heck, if the monetary system goes, maybe that's a good thing. Maybe it's a good thing that it collapses. I know. You can send me hate mail at my website, bobtuscan.com. Go ahead, send me hate mail. How dare you say it collapsed? Maybe it's a good thing. I'm begging the question. You tell me, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We'll talk Mideast politics in a little bit, but I want to get through some phone calls here. And I'll also tell you about a miracle plant that has several times the calcium of milk, tons of magnesium, 61% of your daily value of magnesium. And magnesium's great. I drink magnesium every night with a product called Calm, and I feel great. It gives me less stress, and I sleep better. It's great stuff. Anyways, 41% of the potassium you need, iron, vitamin A, vitamin C, which you can never get enough of. And if you do, your body will tell you, because you'll head to the bathroom fast. Anyways, it's very interesting. It's a great plant. It can grow anywhere. And I'll tell you what it is coming up in just a moment. But let's get to the phone lines as promised. Richard in Washington has been waiting patiently. How are you, Richard?
I am doing excellent. And I'm on the edge of the chair trying to wait to see if I can guess the plant. I think I've got it, but I'm waiting.
Don't give it away. Don't give it away.
I know. I'm waiting for the confirmation. But since you got into economics, and you know I always have kind of a far side presentation, I think this one you'll like to hear. You can go online and look under Steve Puetz, P-U-E-T-Z. He studied all the mania collapses, including the stock market, and he says they always happen after a solar eclipse followed by a lunar eclipse, 6 days before and 3 days after that lunar eclipse.
Actually, I've been hearing more and more about this, Richard, and Alex Ansari, who has done a number of different shows over the years, he's going to be talking about this at the Free Your Mind Conference in Philadelphia. He was just added to the roster, and he's been, you know, giving me a bit of his, you know, speech and his research on the topic. And it's fascinating how connected we are to the sun.
Well, that's exactly true. And I'm going to give you a scenario that will take it, like I said, to the far side, and you can probably talk about this at the conference.
All right.
When is the conference, by the way?
It is April 24th, 25th, 26th. That's off the top of my head, but it can be found at the freeyourmindconference.com.
Excellent. Well, then you bring this up and or listen, have people listen to this station. Here's my scenario. Everybody's talking about how the powers that be or shouldn't be, and the rest of us are contributing to our own demise. These people are dumb and they don't know what they're doing, and they're taking it way over the edge, and it's going to come back to haunt them. I believe just the opposite. I believe these are the smartest, more intelligent, most highly educated, and can consult with the most highly educated people on the planet. They know exactly what they're doing. And come this next presentation of the solar eclipse, lunar eclipse, that will be the end of May, and May is always May Day, is always one of those significant months in conspiracy,
right.
And the 1st of June. So I'm thinking it'll happen at the end of the of May, possibly May 30th. What I believe they're going to do is, as you just pointed out, is shut down the banking system, bring a crash to the stock market, stop the food stamps and all the support things for food and monetary input into the society. And that, at the height of the summer, is going to bring about the scenario of the bank closings and the fighting in the streets, the riots. I was in Greece, and those were all beta tests for what they're going to bring to America. And everybody says, well, you know, they're going to create a problem. No, they've got it all solved. They've got their bunkers made. They've got their seat belts made. I think they're just going to take the animals two by two with the ARC scenario into the ground, and they're going to create in the winter, because all the moisture is going to go up into the air, the little ice age. The little ice age creates snow, drops it down to create the ice flows, et cetera, et cetera. That cleans the air, brings the mineral back into the soil, and allows them to come out of their little bungalows in about 3 years after they've purified the earth, start the Adam and Eve scenario all over again, because I believe they've been doing this over and over again for quite a long period of time. If you read Forbidden Archaeology, it supports that scenario.
Sure.
And the earth will be now pristine again, and they haven't destroyed it. They've just purified it after they've destroyed the 90% of us, and we're stuck in this ice age that we couldn't survive.
Who knows how much of this is cyclical? And, you know, there's many people, Graham Hancock, Randall Carlson, who will be at the conference, who discuss this. Richard, bottom line for me, because I'm going to get to some other callers here.
That is the bottom line. I think they have this all
right.
Planned out, and we are expendable. 90% of us, just like they plan it, will disappear.
The useless eaters.
The useless eaters are gone, and the elite management types and the hidden hand, the people that we don't know who they are.
Well, I appreciate the call, Richard. I wonder, however, if they need a certain number of us to be slaves. Anyways, it's a good question, a possible scenario. And good to hear from you, as always, Richard. Stay tuned. Let's see if you know what the plan is I'm talking about. I have a feeling you do, so don't give it away. Let's go to Danny in South Carolina, who's on the line. Danny?
Wow. Are we connected? I got a bunch of noise there.
Well, it's probably the tinnitus that you suffered.
Right, Bob. Bob, I just wondered if you knew anything about the Bitcoin phenomenon.
You know, I do, and Bitcoin has gone through the roof. I don't recall the exact number of what Bitcoin's at, but it's gone through the roof. I've been suspicious of it in the past, I'll be honest. I'm not completely sold. I did have a Bitcoin sponsor way back when, but it's very interesting. What's your take on it, Danny?
Well, I got curious, so I went ahead and I took the plunge and bought myself a Bitcoin. And it's worth $7, actually $8 now, more than it was when I first bought it. I know Max Kaiser is pushing it for what that's worth, but I see that it is a viable alternative currency. It has absolutely no basis in anything, okay? It's not backed by paper. It's not backed by gold. It's not. I don't know what the hell. I don't think it's backed by anything except what people decide that it's worth. But it has been taking off. The volume's going up. The price, of course, going up. It has advantages in that you can settle your accounts. You know, if you wish, from your machine to your customer or client's machine. There's no banks involved. There's no fees involved. It's of particular value if you're going to be trading in foreign currency, because it becomes basically it's an international currency. You don't have to deal with foreign currency exchange and all those fees that you normally run into. But I just thought it would be I'm looking at an article right now. It says, "Are Bitcoins becoming Europe's new safe haven currency?" And, of course, the article raises more questions than it answers, but I think it's something that people who are waking up need to look into and examine carefully. Put that on your list of options.
All right. Well, Danny, I appreciate the call. Perhaps I'll revisit Bitcoin again. We'll do a show on it perhaps
in the
future. So thank you so much. I appreciate you bringing that up. Good stuff. Let's move on to John in Michigan. What's up, John?
Hey, Bob. How are you?
Hey, how are you, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing all right. How about J.P. Morgan, huh? Did their computers go down for the money that people owed them?
J.P. Morgan. I haven't heard reports about J.P. Morgan's computers going down. Do you know of something like that?
Yeah, I thought it was, I thought theirs went down, glitch, J.P. Morgan Chase.
Oh, well, Chase, right. Yeah, I didn't realize, Chase.
Yeah.
What happened was, is people came into their computers, and you know how you check your statement on the computer? Well, it said zero all of a sudden for all of them. Zero. And they blamed it on a glitch. Oh, it was just a glitch, right? There's no conspiracy there.
They have a glitch in their that you owe them, right?
You broke up there for a second. Say that again.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I was. I'll bet you there wasn't a glitch on their pay side that you owed them. Hey, I wanted to ask you,
Dan, do you still hear that beep every time you tried to say what he was just saying, or is that just me? It's like he's talking with his phone on your face. Are you hitting the buttons on your phone with your face, buddy?
No, I'm sorry.
All right, anyways, go ahead. What else did you want to bring up? Go ahead.
Yeah, what about those people that were talking about the guns? Was that a closed meeting, or is there a place we can go watch that and see what they actually said?
The mayor's meeting. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, it was a mayoral meeting in Washington. Give me a second here. Let's see here. Craig Lowe. That's our mayor's name. And he posted about this on his page. It'll give me 2 seconds here to find it. It was right in front of me here. Mayors demand action to end gun violence. Oh, and look who it is. It's Mayor Bloomberg at the forefront. He says, I'm proud to stand with 29 other mayors in this video and over 900 mayors against illegal guns. They have an organization called Mayors Against Illegal Guns. Oh, yes, just the illegal ones. And once we make the guns illegal, then, well, we'll be against all guns. Anyways, you want to hear the video? If I can load it up here? Because they actually have one of these public service
footage
videos
of them at this meeting. It wasn't a closed meeting.
I mean, they have propaganda channels out there. Hold on. Let me see if I can find some footage here. Mayors against illegal guns. Yeah. Let's do a quick search. Boom. There it is. Mayors demand action to end gun violence. All right. Here's a public service announcement not sponsored by the Bob Tuscan Show.
America's mayors are on the front lines in the fight to reduce gun violence.
You know, a mayor has the best job in the world, but the worst part of that job is getting that call.
Another citizen was shot down in the street.
Your mind stops.
Too many eulogies.
Too many memorials.
Columbine. Virginia Tech.
Tucson. Aurora.
Newtown. It could happen in your town.
Enough. Basta ya.
Enough. No more families to console.
No more neighborhoods in mourning.
No more makeshift memorials.
Demand action.
Right now. Now is the time.
I'm a gun owner. It's not an anti-gun thing.
I support the rights of the Second Amendment. It's common sense.
Universal background checks.
Making sure that high-capacity magazines are not murdering our residents.
Every resident in this country needs to pick up the phone.
Right now.
Washington and our leaders need to hear from you.
The lobbyists, they've weighed in.
It's time for our leaders to act.
Demand action now.
As a mayor.
As a mom.
As a dad.
As a grandmother.
As a grandfather.
Demand sensible action.
Demand action.
No more calls.
No more calls. No more calls in the middle of the night.
Demand action.
More than 900 mayors. More than 1.4 million Americans.
What do you think that is?
You demanded a plan, and you got it. Now, demand action.
Take away the sodas!
Demand action to fight gun violence.
And fight sodas!
Right now.
It's none other than Mayor Bloomberg. You will be assimilated, ladies and gentlemen. Jeez, what a bunch of propaganda. And yeah, my little humble mayor, he was the one who said, Newtown. Newtown. No, let's not talk about what really happened to Newtown. No, let's use it to propagandize people. Final segment when we come back. If you want to jump on the phone lines, fine. And I'll also tell you about that plant.
The Bob Tuscan.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
What a bunch of propaganda. Jeez, makes me sick. We'll squeeze in some final phone calls here, and then I'll tell you about that miracle plant with tons of calcium, tons of protein, tons of good stuff. It can be grown anywhere. I'll tell you what it is. It can lower blood pressure, improve mood, improve digestion, improve immune system function, protect the stomach lining. It treats stomach ulcers, boosts energy levels. Woohoo! I've been taking too much of it. No, I wish I was. Let's take a phone call here before we do that and tell you what it is. I know you're at the edge of your seats. Mike in Kentucky, what's up?
I just walked into the room as you took a sip of a mug of hot water, right as you mentioned Calm Magnesium.
do you drink Calm? I drink it with hot water as well. Do you drink that?
Yep, that's what I'm saying. I mean, just as you said the brand name, I'm sipping it.
Oh yeah, I'm addicted at this point. You know, I don't even toke up anymore. I just drink some Calm, and it just, jeez, whew.
Right.
What do you need?
Yeah, raspberry lemon is what I use.
That's the flavor I got as well. And I also tried the sweet lemon flavor. It's a bit expensive. It lasts a while, and occasionally the health food store here runs a special on it. So I try to stock up on it when they do.
You can order a bigger canister off the internet and make a little bit of savings, but you should support your local shop.
Yeah, I agree. You know, some people drink a glass of wine to relax or smoke a doobie. I've been just drinking some Calm.
And I'm thinking this is what you're talking about, is the plant that can do all this stuff.
All right, hold on here. Mike, since I was going to give it away anyways right around now, do you want to take a guess what it is?
Well, it's got to be cannabis sativa.
No, it's not. Although that's a good guess. That plant has, geez, tons of benefits. And
yep.
In fact, Rick Simpson will be coming on Saturday for a radio broadcast marathon we're doing for the Free Your Mind conference.
My second guess would be dandelion.
Dandelion? I don't know much about dandelion. It's not dandelion. Mm. I'll have to look into that. You've piqued my interest.
Yeah.
You got a third guess here or no? You ready?
Okay.
Ready for it? Okay. It's moringa. Ever hear of it?
Nope.
Moringa is a tree that primarily grows in the foothills of the Himalayas. But listen to this. What is particularly unique about moringa is the fact that every part of the plant, including its bark, leaves, flowers, similar to cannabis perhaps, and roots, serves a unique purpose in promoting human health. Its seeds, for instance, contain up to 40% of a non-drying edible oil known as ben oil that is rich in antioxidants and is similar in nutritional profile to olive oil. The clear, sweet, odorless oil has an indefinite shelf life, as it does not turn rancid like many other oils. And I guess that's a bit like hemp in many regards. I can go on and on and on about moringa. We're at the end of the show here. But it also has a great ability to be grown in any climate. So they're going to places in Africa that are suffering major droughts, and they're planting moringa. It's awesome. Check it out, all right?
Yeah, I'll have to look it up.
All right, good to hear from you, Mike. Take care. And when I get off the air here, I will be having a glass of Calm because I need it because I'm all full of energy. Jeez. Friday night coming up. More Bob Toskin Show then. For now, take care. Love you guys.
Chase those crazy ballads out of town. Chase those crazy ballads out of town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.
With financial